are back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We got the Gunsmith in the chair, Jonathan Smith. He is here.
Happy Saturday, everybody.
So this segment, we're going to talk about those Gen 6 Glocks. They're coming out with a whole new lineup from Glock. We've talked about it a bit, and the new ones are coming. So, but this segment is
kind of like a Star Wars movie. It's the next generation.
Next generation, exactly.
Or Star Trek.
Star Trek, that's exactly. Yeah. Brought to you by our buddy Jeremy from Reliable Enterprises.
That's right, and he is our buddy. He's a great guy. You'll get to know him. Half the time he looks like Santa Claus this time of year. He's got that big white beard going on.
Yep.
And great guy, though. Reliable Enterprises, if you're in need of a very good licensed builder to do any work in your home, he even had a good talk to me this week about building vaults and building safe rooms in your house. If you want to build that vault room, he can install those vault doors, make a hard shelter for you in your home, or a gun room that could blow your mind. I'm telling you, he's a great contractor and a very, very good contractor.
Tremendous craftsman.
Yeah, he's so creative. He's got a creative mind that amazes me. You go to his website, ReliableExteriorPro.com, and check out some of his work. You'll be very impressed. But he had a serious talk to me this week about building those vault rooms. And he's going to talk to you, Dano, and come up with some new commercials to push it.
Oh,
so
good.
He's excited about that.
Good.
You can reach him at 810-429-6957. That's 810-429-6957. Tell him you heard about him right here on the Gunsmith Show and on US 103, where we're always at every Saturday from 8 till 9. And he's happy about this too. We're talking about Gen 6 Glocks. This is interesting. Okay. So the Gen 6 Glocks are now released, and they released three versions. The G19, which is the Glock 19 is the number one selling, basically self-defense handgun you can have. More cops have it. More detectives have it. More, everybody's got a Glock 19. I don't even want to tell you how many I have, but, the G45, which is very similar, and the G17. Those are the three. The G17 was the original Glock, okay? That was the first Glock, came out in 1985, and it's been around ever since. And good guns. So that's the first three in the Gen 6 group to come out. Now, what's big about it? First thing you see is grip texture is different. The grip is very nice. They've enhanced it, and they've done their work. Because so many times, I think Glocks looked at their guns and they forgot that humans hold them. That's why some people call them blocks instead of Glocks, because used to kid around as like a 2x4 wielder with a 9mm slide on top.
Built and for a Lego character.
It's like, Stretch Armstrong could hold this, but, you know, it's a big grip. And so I love the new texture on them. It's called a RTF6. It's aggressive. It's got added palm swell, which makes a very, very good fit to the hand. That's why I was like those P99s. The Walther P99 has a palm swell that it fills the gap in your hand so that the gun fits your hand better. And it's designed just like your hand as it curves.
Yep.
And so when you're squeezing the gun, it doesn't wiggle or move. It doesn't slide around. Even the back of a John Browning 1911 has a palm swell that goes out.
Yep.
It's a swell in the back mainspring carrier. Now, why is this important? It makes the gun more comfortable in your hand. Now, it better fits your natural grip. So significant internal upgrades is how they begin to explain what has been done to the inside of this gun. Now, they've returned. I'll start off with the main spring. The main recoil spring has been simplified. Original main spring on Glocks were, I should have brought one in here to show you, Dan. The original mainsprings were very simple. It was just a real neat coil spring in a housing, and they worked. And then they got real technical, 2 and 3 layers thick of springs to absorb the shock. And they do the exact same thing as that single spring, but the single one's easy to clean. You can literally take it out, spray it with some cleaner of your choice, put it back together, piece of cake. The new ones are going to be that way. the Gen 3s and 4s or 4s and 5s, Gen 3s and 4s, they're a little technical. There's a lot more to them. And I've got a bunch of 3s and 4s right now that I'm not unhappy with them because I didn't realize it was a problem. I thought it was an upgrade. Well, they were, them going back to a single layer spring system is interesting to me. Now,
and it's primarily for the cleaning, ease of cleaning?
No, this is it, what it does is instead of having three springs to handle the recoil, they do it with one. And that one spring, they don't usually break.
But
and
the layer, you're talking about the layer. So
it's like a spring inside of a spring inside of a housing. And it all slides in and out. Every time you pull the trigger, the gun slides back, and the spring is what pushes the gun, action back forward again.
Was the reason for having three, for making it more complex, more complicated to get better recoil damping?
It might have been dampening the recoil. It could have been making sure that the next round advances. Mm-hmm. The next round goes into
one,
the chamber.
If one,
that
yeah,
doesn't
one
go
spring,
all the way forward.
If that doesn't, if that starts to lose its springiness.
Springiness, yeah.
Then you're going to have
a spring in its step. Yeah. Feels like it's about 60, a male, a little bit of gray hair and a beard.
Oh, yeah.
I know the feeling.
Oh, jeez.
Hair grows where it never
old
used
as
to,
we are, though,
but it won't grow where you
I've
want it to.
I've never given up being like a 14-year-old boy. I really had to get it under control and prevent myself from asking you what makes palms swell.
Well, listen, Rosie. now, I'm not
so
going
rough.
There.
No,
so you were giggling. I knew something was coming. I had to focus on my notes.
I wasn't going
to
go there, and then the opportunity
to.
Just...
You had to. I understand. Yeah. It's your 14-year-old coming out. So return to the single-stage recoil spring. It's simpler. They redesigned the extractor to improve its reliability, and I've never had a problem with the extractors on Glocks, but I don't shoot a million rounds through them, where some of these guys, they'll have 10,000 rounds in a Glock in a year.
Yep.
And I don't. I do maybe 500 to 1,000 a year in each of my Glocks because I like shooting them, so I get out and shoot them. Now, this is the next interesting switch. On top of what I just said was the extractor, if it's going to work better, that's a good thing, because chances are every time Glocks come out, I try to look at the positives. I don't try to pick them apart and say, well, what have they done now? Well, they made a flat face trigger. Now, personally, I've replaced several Glock triggers, and I've got flat face triggers on mine, on a couple of my guns that really rock, my, John Wickers. And the new one they've made has shortened the reach while still adhering to the Glock safe action system, which is built into the gun to make it safe, because Glocks don't have an external safety. There's not an on-off switch on a Glock. It's not like it's not like a cordless drill where you can shut it off. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Now, that flat face trigger, they've reworked the whole system so that it's a shorter throw trigger, flat faced, and Glocks have always had an odd little rounded trigger with this center flap in the middle of the trigger that you have to squeeze with your finger. That's one of the safe actions.
Mm-hmm.
So the gun, if something reached in and grabbed that trigger and pulled it from the edge, it wouldn't pull. But if you squeeze that part down with your finger, which takes manipulation by your fingertip, then the gun will work. That's part of the safe action system in a Glock. Now, they made the trigger a little bit higher and a little more comfortable to fit the frame better, because they've redesigned the frame just slightly. The frame to trigger distance has changed, and it will fit better. I think we're going to like this. Now, improved optics mounting system, which is, I think they're all MOS, meaning they all can take elliptical sights. I'm pretty sure that's what I've gathered from what I've heard. All of them are going to be MOS ready. But it's a new system with a series of washers that you can use that will buffer to make your elliptical sight last longer under heavy fire situations. I've seen several videos, people firing Glocks in the sights, your elliptical sights fly right off. So nobody wants that to happen. Now, they've even come up with a new barrel in this one. So this is a lot more than our first release of information we got about a month and a half ago. That it was, and they It might have been AI. The release might have been, you know,
written by AI.
People just guessing what was going to happen. So now this is right from Glock. The new barrel is not compatible with the older models. It has some differences, some changes. They're supposed to be really good barrels. We'll see how they do. I'm sure they're going to be good. But as of right now, if you get a new Glock Gen 6 19, you cannot take that barrel out and put it in a Glock Gen 4 or 3. So not that you need to, but just letting you know. The internals have been changed. So re-engineered to try to prevent the full auto conversions. And that's what we heard it was all about in the beginning, was these Glock switches to make a gun fully auto. It's supposed to work, and it's supposed to prevent the full auto conversions from occurring. They've redesigned the slide so that these things will not fit it. Now, I know criminals and people that do things illegal are very ingenuitive, and I'm sure they'll come up with something. But for now, I'm happy to hear this. I hate seeing these gangbangers whipping out the Glocks and showing them, shooting them fully automatic. It scares the daylights out of me, because the only thing good to know about it is, well, there's nothing good to know about it, honestly. It's just that it's very hard to shoot accurately, and hopefully they won't be accurate when they do fire.
Yeah.
The slide has deeper serrations on the sides, the gripping front and rear, so it's going to help. And the frame has enhanced thumb rest on the port side, which is the left side of the gun. And the beaver tail's been enhanced slightly, and a palm swell, Dan. Like I said,
beaver tail and a palm swell.
You know it. There's all kinds of goodies going on. So while internals have been improved, the magazines remain the same. So that goes back to that story we were talking earlier about magazines.
The magazine remains the same.
Yeah, it sounds like a good country western song.
Yeah.
You know, so sights and backstrap are still compatible. Everything is the same on that part of the gun. So the magazines will fit, and the sights and backstraps will also fit from the other gun. So all in all, looking forward to the new Gen 6.
When are they going
to
be out?
It sounds like I got a call into Williams. I haven't heard exactly when they're going to be in. Carrie, the
year?
Buyer, probably before Christmas. We'll see them in the store. And they might be there today. I'm going to try to swing by today, but we'll see. So I'm excited about it. And that brings us to the next segment, which is I'd like to talk about gun values a little bit in this next segment. Not necessarily going through a list of guns, but you'll enjoy it.
We'll have more when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1.